Welcome to the Estate Planning Podcast with our podcast host, estate planning attorney Colby Kukelski, brought to you by the team at Rhodes Law Firm PC in Augusta, Georgia. This is the podcast where you will learn about estate planning, and we will discuss all your estate planning needs. Whether you are single, married, divorced, or just looking to learn a bit more, everyone needs an estate plan, and you have come to the right place. In this podcast, we will spend time diving into the world of estate planning and learning about the tools you need for you and your family.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Estate Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Colby Kukelski. In this week's episode, we'll be discussing something you may be familiar with, something you may not, which is probate. Now, last week, I mentioned that if you're using a will as an estate planning tool, that will must be probated. So I always get the question of, well, what is probate and why would it impact me? And I'm here to tell you that probate may not be something that is as straightforward as it sounds. I will say that today's conversation is going to be based on South Carolina and Georgia law, since that's where I'm licensed. Each state has their own probate rules, and each state probate looks different. So, and in mentioning that, let's get started. Probate is the process of having a judge validate your will. Now, if you recall from our last conversation regarding wills, a will is a document you have drawn up during life, designates where your assets go, but requires probate. So what does that mean? If you're using a will, yes, you get to say where your stuff goes and who you would want it to go to, but that will must be validated after you've passed away. So what does that mean? Essentially, a judge is going to determine whether your will is valid or not. And in making that determination, the court is going to require some things you wouldn't typically think that they would. And what I mean by that is the court is going to ask certain people what they think about your will and its validity. Now, let's take our typical example. A will says, you know, everything goes to my spouse. If not my spouse, then my children. And in determining whether that will is valid, the court is going to ask your spouse what they think about your will. And the court's also going to ask your children. Now, remember, your children aren't inheriting anything because everything goes to your spouse. But because your children are your heirs, they have the legal ability to have an opinion on your will. Usually, this isn't too bad of a thing. Usually, the children are okay with, you know, your surviving spouse getting everything. But there could be situations where maybe we don't want them having a say-so in our will. Maybe it's an estranged child, or maybe it's someone we just don't really have a close relationship with who we're not leaving anything to. But when it comes to probate, they still have the ability to have a say-so in what your will says. So in them having the ability to have a say-so in what your will says, what probate can really turn into is a hearing to accept any arguments to your will. All someone has to do is say, well, I don't agree with the terms of the will, or I want to fight the will. And it turns the probate process into a contested situation. And dealing with a contested situation regarding probate, it's going to cost, you know, time, money. And this is all at a time where you've just lost a loved one, and now you're having to try to get this will stood up as valid in the court. It's not likely to occur in each and every situation, but in going through the probate process, we are essentially opening the door to hearing any and all complaints regarding the will. And it's not something that a surviving spouse or grieving children should have to go through at that point in time. Where we really can see these issues is, you know, regarding the children. Mom and dad have both passed away, and now the will says everything equally splits between the three kids. You may think your children won't argue among themselves, but I'm here to tell you, anytime there's just a little bit of money involved, it's very difficult to keep your feelings intact. So going through the probate, they're having to work together. They all get a say-so in what happens regarding the will. It's not really a time you want to have the kids arguing between themselves, but because we're having to go through the probate process and involving the court and determining whether that will is valid, it may be a time where their emotions get the best of them. Now, there are situations that make probate even more complicated. I'll give you a quick example from a former client of ours. This individual passed away. He had never married. He had never had any children, and he had a will that left everything to a nephew. So who are we involving in that probate process? Because he had no spouse and no children, we had to look for his closest heirs at law. Now remember, he left everything to that one nephew, but because of the court's requirement, we had to notify all of his closest heirs of the probate process occurring and, you know, offering them a say-so in how the probate was to turn out. In this situation, his closest heirs would have been considered his siblings, but a lot of his siblings had predeceased him. So we were contacting other nieces and nephews because they were in fact his closest heirs at law. This is, you know, 7 or 8 different people across the country were having to contact, notify the probate proceedings. And again, they're not getting anything, but because they were considered this man's closest heirs, they have to be notified and they had a legal right to be involved in the probate process. That particular case is one that took, you know, longer than a typical probate would take, cost more than a typical probate would cost, all because we are having to track down these other heirs and have their involvement in the probate process. Now, that's not the only time probate can really turn into a hassle. Let's again say that you've left everything to surviving spouse. If not your spouse, then your children. What happens if those children are minors under the age of 18? They don't have the legal ability to defend themselves essentially in court, to have a legal say-so. So what the court will do is appoint someone to represent their interests. This person is typically known as a guardian ad litem. That may be another licensed attorney, that may be another trained individual. But what their role is to essentially represent that child in the probate proceedings. Now, again, when you're involving a minor, they don't have the ability to inherit. So what happens with the assets that they're supposed to be getting from your will? The court will actually have oversight over these assets and the use of these assets for that minor child until they've turned 18. So really, anytime we're having to involve a minor, it increased court costs, it increased the time involved with the court itself, and it's not something, again, you're typically wanting to do when you've just lost a loved one. But anytime a minor is involved, just because they're a minor doesn't mean they don't get a say-so. They do. It's just through an advocate for them or a guardian ad litem. So in conclusion, anytime you're using a will, that will must be probated. And what probate is essentially asking a court to determine whether your will is valid or not. And in making that determination, the court is going to invite some people to have a say-so in your will. And that is anyone who is inheriting from your will or anyone who could have inherited or your other heirs. This really can get complicated quick. So typically when people come in to see us, the question we get most often is, how do we avoid probate? We don't want our grieving spouse or our grieving children to have to worry about going before the court and, you know, getting this will stood up. How can we get around to doing that? How can we do the work ahead of time? So join us back here next week. We're going to talk about some alternatives to probate and how we can get around probate and make things as easy as possible in your family. I've enjoyed having you listen here this week. I'll see you next week.
You have been listening to the Estate Planning Podcast. If you enjoyed this show, we ask that you subscribe and share it with your friends. We look forward to having you back for our next episode. If you would like more information about estate planning and how to set up your estate plan, please contact our friends at Rhodes Law Firm PC, found at GoRhodesLaw.com, or give them a call at 706-724-0405. And all of our listeners are eligible for a free consultation with one of the attorneys if you mention you referred by the Estate Planning Podcast.